Blog Talk Radio.
This is the ACAC Radio Network, and welcome to Ministry Beat, a show designed to highlight the latest happenings at Allegheny Center Alliance Church, a vibrant urban congregation located in the heart of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This program will focus on the latest emphasis at ACAC known as Expanded Influence, especially the three C's of communication, campus expansion, and church planting. And now, here is your host, John Stanko.
Well, hello out there in Internet Radio Land. This is John Stanko, your host for Ministry Beat. Happy New Year. Just a few days away from the New Year's holiday. I trust you had a good Merry Christmas. But it occurred to me that not everybody does or can or will because of various life circumstances that occur, and one of them is the loss or the passing, the death of a loved one. Now, for quite a while now, I've been wanting to find a way to take the Transforming Conversations program that Greg Hughes has conducted interviewing Pastor Rock for the last couple of years now. I've wanted to incorporate those interviews into a blog radio format to increase the listenership and the exposure of the shows, because I really think they're quite good. And so I was listening to one the other day of Pastor Rock answering the questions from Greg of what he anticipated the holidays were going to be like without their daughter Shannon, who passed away earlier in 2017. So this would be their first holiday season. So this recording took place just before Thanksgiving, so he refers to Thanksgiving as though it is just going to take place, but he also mentions Christmas, and it doesn't say New Year's, but we can include that in there. So I thought, let's go ahead and start with this show, and I'm going to go ahead and play the interview. It's only about 20 minutes, and then I'll come back at the end and make some additional comments, but I just thought that there are some people out there who could benefit from Pastor Rock's pastorally and fatherly advice. So this is an interview, a transforming conversation with Greg Hughes, Pastor Rock Dilleman, talking about the impact that Pastor Rock believes the passing of his daughter earlier in the year will have on the family's holidays. So we're going to go ahead and play that, and I'll come back after the interview is finished.
Biblical understanding. Sometimes the most foundational, even elementary topics can be difficult to understand. So how do we grab a spiritual understanding to these things that are so crucial to our relationship with Christ? Welcome to Transforming Conversations with Pastor Rock Dilleman. With over 30 years of ministry, preaching, and biblical study, Pastor Rock discusses biblical topics that bring them into a fresh new light that is easy to understand and apply to our lives. And now, your host for another transforming conversation, Greg Hughes.
Welcome back to another transforming conversation as we're approaching the end of the year, Pastor Rock, approaching the holiday seasons. I know that they can be kind of rough for some folks who have lost loved ones or are experiencing some tragedy in their families currently. And if you don't mind, if I could be candid with a candid question for you, and you're approaching your first Thanksgiving without Shannon. And can't imagine what that is like or how you even begin to think about approaching a holiday. Just where are you at? How are you with it? And
yeah, well, relevant question, because as you said, for a lot of people, they approach Thanksgiving, Christmas with dread.
Right.
And are just relieved when they're behind them. And often because they've lost family members, a spouse, a child, a parent, and the holidays have a way of bringing that absence right to the front, to the forefront of your thinking and your awareness. Well, yeah, we are approaching. Our daughter died in February on Valentine's Day. So that day will always have a new but unwelcomed significance for us. But we're now approaching our first Thanksgiving without our daughter, and then obviously our first Christmas without our daughter. And I've always been a big Thanksgiving Christmas person. I love Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I love Christmas. In fact, I tend to go overboard Christmas. I buy too many things. I bought too many things for my kids. I buy too many things for my grandkids. Karen and I have finally gotten to the place where we tend to just say, well, let's do something in the house and not get something for one another because we don't know what we'd get one
right,
another.
Right.
But they have always been enjoyable times and big holidays for me. I'm a Thanksgiving Christmas person. And so I was thinking the other day as I was in the car, and then as we began to pack up some decorations, and Karen had me pulling out the holiday decorations
right.
on my day off so that she could get those things out. And that brought it right to the front. I mean, thinking about Thanksgiving dinner without my daughter there, Christmas morning without my daughter there. And it certainly brought a sadness, brought a tear to my eye. I found myself thinking again, you know, it's just doesn't feel right that my child isn't here and that she's not here with her children for Christmas and
right.
and she'll not be with them for any Christmases moving forward. So, yeah, this is the first, and I'd say for me, what I have found is that the holiday has heightened my awareness of my daughter's absence. Mm. But it has not, excuse me, it has not heightened my sorrow.
Huh.
And by that I mean, I was sorrowed, obviously, by my daughter's death. But the Lord has given me incredible grace not to suppress that sorrow or to deny that sorrow, but to continue life with the sorrow there.
Right.
So I was talking to somebody from our congregation who just lost an adult child. And I said, from my experience, once you lose a child, life thereafter is different. But different doesn't have to be bitter or unpleasant or less.
Right.
But it is different.
Right.
And what I have found prior to the holidays is that the knowledge of my daughter not being here and the sadness over that and the sadness over her life before she passed, those things have made my life different because I'm not going to set those things aside. There's no expiration date on those things.
Right, right.
They'll be there until I breathe my last.
Yeah.
So life is different. It won't go back to life as it was before she passed. It is permanently different. But it is no less purpose-filled, joyful, peace-filled, and significant.
Right.
It's different, but I haven't lost any of the things that the Lord brings into the human heart.
Sure.
And so I'm anticipating that in 2 days, Thanksgiving, and in just over a month, Christmas, are going to be best described that way. Different on a permanent basis, but not less.
Right, right.
I'll look at the festivities. We'll sit at the table. I'll watch as my grandchildren open their presents. And with all of that, I will think, you know, boy, I wish their mom was here.
Sure.
I wish our daughter was here. But I'll still enjoy the time.
Right.
There'll be sad moments at the table that I'll just keep to myself, as I'm sure Karen will keep some sad moments to herself, and my surviving children will keep to themselves. So in that way, it'll be different. But I think I would speak for all of us in saying, but it isn't bitter, nor is it, how do I want to say this, nor is it painful in a terrible way.
Sure.
And by that I mean, sure, when you lose a child, it's painful. But for me, it hasn't been pain in a terrible way, in that it hasn't destroyed any of the good things in my soul that were there before she passed.
Right.
Everything's still intact.
Right.
And I have new empathies, new appreciations. I could write to that woman this morning with that, been there, done that, know how it feels, that wasn't there before. So none of the big picture things, none of the eternal things have been damaged.
Right.
I guess if I had to summarize it, prior to Shannon's death, I lived in the blessing of the Lord. After her death, I live in the blessing of the Lord, but with some sad memories.
Sure.
And some sad moments. But they don't outweigh the blessing of the Lord. So this is our first Thanksgiving, our first Christmas. Karen said, one of the ladies in the women's Bible study reminded her that we're approaching our first holidays without our daughter. And she came home and said, I felt like saying, gee, thanks for the reminder, as if she didn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But, and of course, the woman was kind and well-intended. But that's where I'm at. None of the things that can't be shaken haven't been shaken.
Amen. Amen.
And those things are keeping us on track. It's just, as we go down the road, there's always that awareness. That thought of your child being gone is never, ever very far from your mind.
I'm sure it isn't.
It can come to you out of the blue. If I'm listening to a song, and I listen to a lot of music, but if I'm listening to a song that either has a sad message to it, or the style of the music is sort of sad and contemplative, I can have some teary moments.
Absolutely.
You know, because I overlay that onto my own loss. But again, underneath all of that, the Lord is there. So different, but no loss of the things that really matter. And I'm sure that's what this holiday will be like. It'll be different, but it'll still be family and celebrating the goodness of God and the incarnation of Christ and enjoying loved ones and giving gifts.
Yeah.
You know, I was never apologetic about being a big Christmas guy. I know there are some spiritual types that would probably label me far too crass, materialistic. It's not about that. But in the incarnation, what we celebrate in the incarnation is God giving himself for us. And I can think of no activity that better reflects the heart of God than giving gifts.
Right, right.
Now, granted, you know, most of the toys the kids get, they could live without. And most of the sweaters and jackets, et cetera, that adult kids get, they could live without. But there is still something about the joy of giving that I believe is godlike.
Right.
So I don't apologize for helping the American economy around Christmas. I do my part unabashedly because I believe God delights in giving.
He does.
I believe God delights in seeing our joy when we recognize what he's given
That's
to
right.
us.
That's right.
And for me, watching a child's eyes as they open a Christmas present, or my wife's eyes as I give her some unexpected gift, to me that's an echo
right.
of all of that.
The
and
joy you feel.
Can be a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I'm not saying go into debt and be paying penalty and interest
right.
in March and April, no. But the act of giving of gifts, I don't think is pagan and crass. I think it reflects the heart of God. God so loved that he gave.
That's right.
We'll keep on giving. Even though there's some pain in there, it doesn't stop the giving.
Thank you for your openness.
Yeah.
And sincerity in sharing that. Just a couple minutes left.
Yeah.
How can we encourage those that we see or God lays on our heart that we know that they're struggling a little bit, you
mm-hmm.
know, with that?
I would suggest that rather than reminding them that they're struggling, because they don't need the reminder.
Right. Fully aware.
And sometimes maybe they've moved on and they don't want to go back
right.
to how they were struggling a year ago or whatever. Rather than reminding them of what you know they haven't forgotten, I would say just let them know that you love them and you're praying for them.
Right.
So I, for example, don't need people saying, boy, Pastor Rock, the holidays are approaching. I'm sure that's going to be tough. You know, because
right.
I know that.
Yeah.
I know that. And I understand they care, and I understand they're trying to be helpful and empathetic, and all that's good. But, again, we don't need reminded of what we haven't forgotten. We don't, especially don't need reminded of what we could never forget.
Yeah, exactly.
But just, hey, praying for you guys. Or love you, praying for you. That's, I think, the most helpful thing.
Right. You know, because like you said, it's all well-intended. And we all
sure
would
it
love
is.
To have that one magic phrase, that one magic word to kind of alleviate it, but
well,
we're not going to have
and,
that.
And the other thing I think is, okay, I am in a club I never wanted to join. You know, parents who have lost a child. Nobody wants to join that club. But that club is not my identity.
Right.
I really don't want people seeing me through the eyes of having lost a child.
Right.
I don't want that to be how I'm defined.
Right.
I don't want to be defined by a tragic event in my past. I want to be defined by the continuing presence of God
Amen.
In my life.
Amen.
And so I think when people who've lost a child, when well-intended people are continually saying, Joy, I'm sure this is rough. And, you know, it's almost like, is that all people see in me anymore?
Right.
They just see somebody who lost a kid. They don't see somebody who loves to fish and loves ballroom dancing and loves children and enjoys life and loves gardening and loves preaching the word and loves leading a congregation. They just see somebody who lost a child. I don't want to be seen or defined or identified by a single tragic moment in my life,
right,
but by the ongoing work of God. So again, I think people who have lost a child will be appreciative enough to not say, I really didn't need reminded.
Right.
You know, that's sort of a cold slap. But we don't need reminded, and we don't want to be seen just through that lens. So,
yeah.
Again, you know, just acting like life goes on and communicating your love and support is enough. You know they lost a child. They know they lost a child. It doesn't need rehearsed all the time.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And that's not denial. That's not suppressing. It's just you move on.
Yeah. You got to move on.
You move on.
Yeah. Well, again, thank you for your being candid. And I
sure.
Hope, I hope this broaching this subject was not a slap.
No. In fact, this is something that a lot of people struggle with. And my hope in reminding them, I hope I've reminded them that it doesn't change who they are.
Right.
And it doesn't change the God who is in them.
Amen.
So don't deny the temporary and the real, but don't lose sight of the permanent and the things that are eternally real.
Right. Yeah.
And don't let your identity be a loss. Let your identity be all that you're gaining in Christ.
Amen. Well, thank you for your time, sir.
You're welcome.
Well, there you have the Transforming Conversation with Pastor Rock and host Greg Hughes on Transforming Conversations. You can find the other Transforming Conversations, and there, I believe there are 69 of them on the acac.net website, but I'm going to make an effort in 2018 to go through them and include them more regularly in this podcast, this blog radio format, so that not only those who are at AC, but those outside who maybe touch through my social media or the church's social media can access them as well. Well, that's all there is. That's all I wanted to accomplish, and I will say mission accomplished. Thank you for listening. This is John Stanko, your host for Ministry Beat. If you are listening to this at the end of 2017, Happy New Year. If you're not, I trust you are in the midst of a great year. And if there's anything we can do at Allegheny Center Alliance Church, you please let us know. We look forward to seeing you in church services at some time throughout the new year or whenever it is convenient for you. Until then, this is John Stanko, your host, signing off. Happy New Year.
Thanks again for listening to this edition of Ministry Beat with your host, John Stanko. Join us again soon on the ACAC Internet Radio for more insight into and information about the Expanded Influence Initiative at Allegheny Center Alliance Church. You can also access this show by going online to www.acacreach.com. If you have any questions concerning Expanded Influence or with ideas for future shows, you can write John at john.stanko@acac.net. John.stanko. Thank you, and tell your friends about Ministry Beat.